Welcome back, WNST, Tulsa Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive, the sign out front should tell you. All of our WNST coverage here brought to you by our friends at Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast, and our friends at Planet Fitness, keeping you in shape. I missed up with Teddy this week. We have to get him on for work. And although I've been in pretty good shape here lately. I've been eating ice cream cones every other night since the holidays. Following, let's see, insurrections, pandemics, and Festivus football this week. But as we know around here, I'm focused on education. And when I had a chance to talk to some folks last year about education, and Don Moeller's usually joining me for a lot of these chats as we talk to folks around the state and leadership. During the pandemic, we talked about Wi-Fi issues, issues with kids and homeschooling and all that. But the library was the place I got my – they had the bookmobile. I had all that stuff going on, and I love having library people on. So Karen Sagal asked me to reach out, and they're doing an event down in Howard County. I want to welcome Tanya Akinson from Howard County and the library down there. By the way, I had Calvin Ball on this week, so much love to everybody in Howard County. And I have already admitted that when my wife and I were looking for social distancing locations, I said, I've always wanted to go to Centennial Park. So next thing you know, we're doing a 3-mile hike around Centennial Park. Next time we'll stop at the library, Tanya. How are you down in Howard County today?
I am so very well. Thank you so much, Nestor, for having me today. It is a real pleasure.
Well, listen, I've been doing events here. It's my 30th year in radio. So whether it was sports events in the beginning, charity events, all of it is just stopped, right? We can't go out, and you're doing an Italian night. And I remember how this used to go. They would give me wine and pasta. Sometimes there'd be food tastings and there'd be events and raising money and doing all that. This has become much, much harder to do. But we're doing it on Zoom, same way you and I are doing this right now. And the social distancing part of, especially in 2021, for every organization, trying to raise money, trying to do the things we used to do over cocktails and food and conversation, trying to find a new way to do it. I know that that's what you're trying to do, but you're trying to make the library like a place where kids want to come and we can be more educated in this country, which I think we all need after this week.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Is the Constitution in the library?
Yes.
Well, we all need to come and read it, I think. Well, your libraries, are you open these days? Like, give me the social distancing and all the things. I mean, the last time I was in libraries, it wasn't as much about books as computers. People are touching stuff. Give me the lowdown on safety for a library, because it feels like the library should be the last thing that we close in this country.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much. You know, following closure of our branches back in March, our team did the pandemic pivot that everyone has had to do, and they did it so quickly and effectively to begin working remotely to assist our customers and develop online classes, plan opportunities for virtual engagement, bolster our e-content, and order and process new materials. Since March 31st, our instructors have taught more than 2,100 classes online and led book discussion groups for children and teens and adults. Nestor, it's amazing. This engaged Howard County community loves learning, loves its library, and our attendance in those online events and classes is on par with when our buildings were open. It's just phenomenal.
Well, and I think everybody needs to be connected to something, whether it's Netflix or this, you know, but there is a point where we all want to learn stuff, and the educational part of this, of putting libraries together, the whole world shuts down in March. I had Heidi Daniel on last year. Was there a think tank amongst libraries in the country as far as best practices? I mean, I would think over the last 20 years, the online component for libraries has been growing, right? For, you know, it's been there, but then this pandemic happens. And I don't want to say libraries are the last line of defense. We have an internet, but I feel like in communities, especially challenged communities or people, the sharing of a library book and signing it out, and I still have a few in my collection that I have to pay fines on for Baltimore County from back in the 80s. I'll admit that. But for the national library system to say these are best practices and things that we're doing everywhere, was there sort of a that sort of chain a year ago when this all went down as to how all library systems should be handling this pandemic?
So definitely, you know, as we've seen, you know, with positivity rates and case counts, things fluctuate by jurisdiction, by location, by state. So we want to be sensitive to that. So it's not in stone. But I will tell you, libraries are one of the key professions where there is just ultimate collaboration. And I don't know if you know, Nestor, but Maryland is considered library heaven. So the libraries here really benefit from such great...
Why is that? Because we built them along before they built them in San Jose or whatever. We were 200 years ago doing it, or no?
You know what it is? It's really that we receive the support. We support one another first. You know, we really do work together, library leadership across library systems here in Maryland.
Well, I think you'd have to, right? I mean, it was always like, I went to get a book at the North Point Library. They're like, oh, we don't have it, but we can get it, right? Literally.
That's right. We resource share. You can borrow with a library card from any system in Maryland, from any other system in Maryland. And that is just the beginning.
Of I didn't know that. So you're teaching me stuff. That's why I have you on. See, I'm getting educated already, Tom.
Oh, yes. You can do that. You know, we have begun partnering with other Maryland libraries to present A-list speakers, such as Dr. Ibram X. Kendi, former Secretary of Education John King, distinguished professor and author Dr. Jennifer Eberhardt, and coming up soon, Pulitzer Prize-winning author Isabel Wilkerson. And so, you know, it's just one more way that we can collaborate. We have, for that Wilkerson event, 1,000 virtual seats. Every virtual seat is claimed with hundreds on the waiting list, and that goes to show just how much people are engaged with Howard County Library System and libraries across the state.
You know, I my dad taught me to read really early, and I took to it, and I was reading the newspaper before I went to elementary school. So I was reading on a higher level. I wound up skipping a grade. I've told these stories the last couple of months because I've had all my teachers on, because I feel like at this point in my life, going back to my teachers is a resource to make sure I got, you know, Conjunction Junction right, Schoolhouse Rock and all that stuff. But the modern part of this on how folks get educated and where they get their education – I wrote a book on the Ravens in 2014, and it's a big, thick book, and it doesn't have any pictures in it, Tanya. And, you know, I just come back from New Orleans. We had run bus trips down there. I'm an insider with the Ravens. I'm a writer by trade. Like, when I die on my tombstone, it'll say writer. You know, I was a sports writer, a newspaper, a music critic back in the 80s. So writing and reading, very, very fundamental to me, and very hard for me to put myself in a space of an adult who is illiterate, who spent all of this time not being able to figure it out. But you know, when I become illiterate, when I land in Seoul, South Korea 13 months ago, or when I land in Tokyo, and I'm hoping to God they have an English sign that, you know, makes sense to me to figure out where I can use the restroom as an example, right? Or order from a menu. And I wrote this book, and this will frighten you, and it frightened me. Wrote the book, printed them up. I'm all excited. Joe Flacco's sitting with me. Harbaugh's got me out to his office. Bisciotti and I are talking. I'm telling all of these stories that even as the beat writer, I didn't know, right? So if you love the Ravens and you love this story, family stories, stories about Joe Flacco's, you know, how he wound up getting drafted, all this stuff I just didn't know. And I'm like, wow, write this book. And I go down to Ocean City and there's 20,000 Ravens fans. And I have the books out and I'm like, you're a Ravens fan, you're going to want to read the book, right? And I heard this not dozens of times, hundreds of times. They would walk by me and see my book. They would realize there were no pictures in it. It was a $20 book, so it wasn't a $20. These people spent hundreds of dollars to get to the beach. They had $20. They said to me, I don't read new books. I ain't read a book in a long time. I don't read books no more. And I thought to myself, whew. And now, you know, while we're here on an impeachment day, where we are, reading is so fundamental. And I think we do it, if we are literate, in sentences now, and we do it in social media. But the great authors, the great works, the works we learn from exist in your space. And getting people there, especially after where we've been the last 4 years, I just think it's so fundamental. And I think it's one of the reasons I moved to Baltimore Positive, to have these kind of conversations. But as a librarian and encouraging people to read, and I know I've talked to librarians, you know, across my lifetime, it probably is shocking how many times a citizen would be by how many times someone has walked up to you who's an adult and says, I can't read, please help me.
You know, absolutely. You know, and I would say first, Howard County is a community of readers. I don't know if you're aware, Nestor, but Howard County Library System is a 5-star library as nationally ranked by Library Journal. And we are able to, thankfully, and in conjunction with our community, have the highest per capita borrowing rate, that's circulation of materials in the state. and one of the highest in the nation. That five-star ranking is achieved by fewer than 1% of libraries nationwide. And so we absolutely have a community of readers here. Our contactless pickup started at the beginning of June, where customers could come in and they can place orders online or call our staff to reserve materials to pick up. They can also choose from other 30 different themes for bundle bags, we call them, where you can just pick up a bag full of themed materials. And those check out amazingly. Customers place more than 1,700 requests for books and materials every single day in Howard County.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. Our bundle bags, customers place more than 100 requests every single day for these. And so we absolutely have a community of readers here. And I will tell you that we start with our earliest readers right from the start. Our children's instructors do just an amazing job of engaging this community right from the beginning, from birth, to get them into this love and habit of reading. And so, but I agree with you. There's nothing that is more important than really being able to secure that knowledge for yourself, right?
But to love reading, to not feel like reading. These people went by and looked at reading as something that was like heavy lifting, like something you'd never want to do. And I thought to myself, wow. Like, and I don't read for pleasure. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I'm such an information, what I do, I don't read nonfiction, you know, or fiction, I should say. I only read for information, self-help and biography and, real stories for me. Mm-hmm. And I don't watch movies. I mean, I'm a weird guy too. I don't go into fantasy land, often, I find the real world to be grounding, but I think for a child, the imagination of everything we do is brought from my first Curious George books back at Colgate Elementary in 1973,
Yeah, absolutely. And our children's collection is among the highest circulating, in our entire...
They still read Curious George. It was a Jeopardy answer last night. It was.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. Absolutely. See, I mean, Tanya Akins is here. She's with the Howard County Library System. I want to talk about your event. Let's promote that. That's coming up February 27th because we started with you can't like bring people together the way we used to bring people together. This is something that's very, very important to you guys.
It absolutely is. You know, throughout 2020, Howard County Library System has provided creative ways for the community to keep learning and stay informed and feel less isolated and to be able to be more connected safely during a global pandemic. And so as an extension of this, we are taking our signature event, Evening in the Stacks, which is one of Howard County's most anticipated fundraising events, considered by many to be the county's premier event, virtual in its 24th year. So on Saturday, February 27th, from 7 to 9 p.m., we are hosting Serata Virtual. This Evening in the Stacks will transport guests to Italy safely from their homes. Festivities include Italian food and wine, author presentations, chef demos, silent auction, Italian tours. We're going to take you truffle hunting. We have several confirmed authors. Juliet Grames, who is here's one of the books you speak of.
Nice.
The author of The Seven or Eight Deaths.
Imagine a librarian holding the book up on my show.
Imagine that. You know, the famous travel guides, from Pauline Frommer, also be with us to discuss Italy. And then Adriana Trigiani, who is a fiction comedy writer, will also be with us, Italian-American writer. Evening in the Stacks previously has attracted nearly 600 guests, everyone from community members, business leaders, elected officials, you name it. They are in this space helping us raise money for learning and education in the community. Tickets this year are $55 or $175 per person based on the experience level or $275 per couple. We're aiming for the 2021 event to attract around 400 households from Howard County and beyond and to raise $150,000 to help fund two very critical programs to further meet the education needs of our most vulnerable.
Well, I think the cool part about this is, like, I can have Italian wine in my house and I don't have to drive on 29 or 175 at the end of this. So February 27th is the night this is happening. Tell everybody where to find all the information for what you're doing down in Howard County and your library system. The best place to maybe go get a ticket, learn a little bit more about this.
You've got it. Tickets and more information available on our website, hclibrary.org/stacks. All the information on tickets, the event, what it supports is there available for you.
Can't wait to get back down to Howard County. I told Calvin Ball that last week. He said he will join me for some Korean barbecue out on 40, and I'm really looking forward to that. I'd probably be the first thing I do. You know, like, if I can go out, sit indoors someplace, the first indoor thing I want to do is have Korean barbecue with friends over a grill, like good friends, and like drinks and like soju and stuff. Maybe we'll stop at the library on the way over, okay? I've made so many promises to people of all the stuff I'm going to do once we do this. I don't know how I'm going to line it all up, but I'm going to eat a lot. I'm working out now because I know I'm going to gain weight then. Tanya, thanks for your time today. Good luck to you guys on February 27th. Keep the libraries open. Keep teaching these kids how to read. It's important. Very important.
Thank you so very much for having me.
Appreciate it. Tanya Akins from the Howard County Library System joining us here. We continue to try to sort of lift things up in the middle of just some of this awfulness going on during the pandemic. We've had football to keep us entertained around here. We certainly have had an insurrection that I have not appreciated, but we're going to continue to talk about. Brandon Scott's going to join us next week. Harford County Executive Barry Glassman's joining us later on in the week as well. If you've missed Johnny O, you missed Calvin Ball, Stuart Pittman, they've all been on, as well as Speaker of the House Adrian Jones, who joined us last week. Bill Ferguson's this week. Everybody's joining us but Larry Hogan, but he's busy right now. Next time he runs for office, I'm sure he'll find me. Ness at BaltimorePositive.com. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Keeping it real down in Howard County, walking through Centennial Park and staying Baltimore positive.